Good morning, my brothers across the nations of the earth, and welcome to Daily Declarations. Our declaration for today will be taken from 1 Peter 2 and verse 5. And it reads, "You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." I want to begin today by stating the fact that this text of scripture points to two realities concerning the believer in Christ Jesus. The first reality is that you are a living stone, while the second point is that you are a holy priest. As a priest, you have Jesus Christ as your high priest, whose present-day ministry is in the heavens, while your ministry is on earth. The priesthood of all believers is a cornerstone of New Testament truth that you are expected to fully function in right here and now. Hebrews 5:1 declares, "For every high priest taken from among men is appointed for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins." One of the cardinal duties of priests is to offer sacrifices. Now, a sacrifice is the giving or offering up of anything of value to you in exchange for something of greater value. The instruction in the New Testament is to offer your body as a living sacrifice. This will involve giving up any rights that you may think that you have. Romans 12:1 declares, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." I believe that the proof of your appreciation of God's mercies at work in your life is to present your body as a living sacrifice to the Lord on a daily basis. Presenting your body as a living sacrifice is the reasonable way to offer your worship to God. This is something that the Lord expects you to do willingly, consciously, and intentionally on a daily basis, because you are no longer your own. You are the Lord's. Any other thing that you try to offer as a substitute will be considered inadequate. And because God gave you His best in offering His Son on your behalf, He expects you to offer your best to Him also as a token of your appreciation. In the teachings of Jesus in Matthew 6, He emphasized three areas that He expects you to exercise stewardship through His consistent use of the word "when." Jesus said, "When you pray, when you fast, and when you give." The constant, consistent, and prolonged practice of praying, fasting, and giving are three outlets that you use to offer spiritual sacrifices to God. I am persuaded that any serious disciple of Jesus Christ will do well to incorporate them into their life as a culture in their practice of priesthood. As you do that, the Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Psalm 50 verse 5 declares, "Gather my saints together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice." I believe that faithfulness in the place of prayer, fasting, and giving are avenues of making a covenant by sacrifice with the Lord. It is important that you follow the customized leading and dealing of the Lord for you. As you follow His lead, He will take you from glory to glory, increase your spiritual ranking, and give you rest on every side. As you submit to His customized leading and dealing for you, He will cause you to begin to operate from newer and higher realms of power, authority, and impact. Now, let's take the declaration together, and I stand in agreement with you as we do that. Father, I thank you for making me a royal priest after the order of Melchizedek. I receive grace to fully walk, function, and operate as a king priest on earth. I declare that by the supply of the Spirit of God, I fully maximize the power of prayer, fasting, and giving in my life. I reap the attendant benefits of praying, fasting, and giving in both the spiritual and physical dimensions of my life. In Yeshua's name, Amen. If you'd like to receive eternal life, which is a God kind of life, please say this prayer after me. Father, I come to you in the name of Yeshua. I believe in my heart that Yeshua died for my sins according to the scriptures. He was raised from the dead for my justification. I declare that Yeshua HaMashiach is my Savior and Lord. I am a child of God. Thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen. If you just prayed this prayer, please send an email to info@ignitedailyinspirations.com. That is info@ignitedailyinspirations.com, using Next Step as a subject so that I can help you grow into maturity in Christ. You can subscribe to Daily Declarations podcast by going to linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. That is linktree.com/Francis Ubeyeku. Or you can simply copy the link and paste in your browser and it will take you there. If you are blessed by this or got some value from it, please use the share button. I am Francis Ubeyeku. And before I come your way again, I want to pray for you and bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and may he give you peace. In Yeshua's name, Amen.